This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 22, 2017. Gayla Cowley writes on itemlive.com, Transit police are investigating after a female MBTA bus driver was stabbed multiple times Saturday evening in Lynn. Police responded to the area of 795 Fenton Street around 11:47 p.m. Authorities said the assault happened on MBTA Route 426 bus. Police said the woman had at least two stab wounds to her back. She was taken to a local hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A preliminary investigation showed that a 53-year-old Lynn man traveling on the bus attacked the driver without provocation. Other passengers on board intervened and prevented further attack and detained the suspect until police arrived, according to Transit Police and Gayla Colley's writing. The man was arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He has not been identified by authorities. Much more on the story, written by Gayla Cowley in itemlive.com. There is plenty of action on tap for town meeting in Saugus. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, two zoning articles recommended by the planning board Thursday will be on the table for discussion at tonight's Saugus town meeting. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn and in itemlive.com. The panel supported a recommendation on the two articles. In one, Eagle Road residents are asking that their properties, currently zoned strictly for residential use, be rezoned for commercial use. The proposal affects 42 to 61 Eagle Road, located behind the Barn Car Wash and CMP Imports. One of the homes is vacant, one is rented, and the three are owner-occupied. Other lots in the mix do not have structures on them. Rosemary Zonderos, who owns three of the lots, is in full support of the movement. Quote, I have lived on Eagle Road for 33 years and this is tough for me, but I have seen all the changes, Zonderos said. When I moved there, it was a nice neighborhood. It's not going to be a neighborhood again. Committee member Dennis Moschella said that he patrolled the area while working as a police officer and agreed that it would never be a residential space it once was. Town planner Krista Leahy pointed out that the only one of the lots meets the 40,000-square-foot minimum land requirement set by the town that a developer would need to construct on the land. Before you go and zone this, realize that you might have trouble selling these properties, Leahy said. It's just not as simple as changing the title on your land. Attorney Richard Magnan, who represents most of the landowners, said the residents are aware of the requirement and he believes that they have plans to merge the properties together for the redevelopment. The board voted unanimously to recommend this article for town meeting tonight. In the second article, members will also discuss whether a Winston Street development should be allowed to build 7 units without making one of them affordable as specified by the town bylaws for properties with more than 4 units. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Salem News is reporting that Swampscott police detectives are investigating an early morning shooting on Erie Street that sent one man to Salem Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a 23-year-old man had been standing in the living room of an apartment at 11 Erie Street when he heard a noise and felt something hit his arm. The man had apparently been shot in the arm by someone outside the house. The shooting was reported at around 4 a.m. The man was taken to Salem Hospital and will undergo surgery, according to police. Responding to the scene were Swampscott Police Sergeant Jay Locke, Officers Ken Reen and Brian Wilson, and Lieutenant Thomas Stevens. Police also notified the State Police Crime Scene Unit. Anyone with information about the shooting should contact the Swampscott Police Detectives at 781-595-1111. Again, Swampscott Police Detectives, 781-595-1111. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, 4 hours passed and only one signature was axed. But don't let anyone tell you it was a dry meeting. The Salem Board of Registrars met Sunday to begin hearing objections to a 3,724-signature petition aiming to ship the city's Sanctuary for Peace ordinance to the ballot this November. The meeting featured more than 3 hours of debate over a series of broad challenges to the petition. Motions were also heard from both petition supporters and opponents to either demanding the board toss the objections or the petition itself out the window. After close to an hour of actually digging into signatures, whether two specific signatures were signed by the same person or not, only 7 arguments were heard. The board then determined the process wasn't fast enough with now 515 signatures due for review, and that a new process was needed to have everything wrapped up by Wednesday, an established deadline to hear all objections. If 152 signatures are rejected or more, the petition dies due to not having enough voters backing it. More on this story, written by Dustin Luca, in today's Salem News. Sean Horgan is reporting in today's Gloucester Times, the continued warming of the Gulf of Maine is expected to pose additional threats to the region's commercially important species of seafood and, by extension, to the fishing communities that harvest them, according to a new study. The study, jointly compiled by researchers at NOAA's Northeast Fisheries Science Center and the Nature Conservancy, draws the link between the region's unprecedented warming and concerns about the ability of species to find new sustainable habitats. The authors of the study that appeared in journal Progress in Oceanography are quoted as saying, "These changes will directly affect fishing communities as species now landed in those ports move out of range and new species move in." More on this story written by Sean Horgan in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. In high school baseball over the weekend, it was Beverly over Peabody 12-7, Danvers 9, Bishop Fenwick 3, Winthrop shut out Gloucester 5-0, St. Mary's over Masconomet 2-1. In softball, in classical, topped Marblehead 4-3. Rams are now 14-2 on the season. Revere over Waltham 12-5. St. Mary's topping Austin Prep 2-0. Boys lacrosse, Beverly, Swampscott, St. Mary's all posted win. Girls lacrosse, Peabody over Gloucester 12-4. Ipswich topping Billerica 17-4. And Pawtucket topped Hamilton Wenham 17-10. Congratulations to Lucy Poulin and Grace Arthur, both of the Marblehead girls lacrosse team, and both first All-American players. First time ever for Marblehead girls lacrosse. More stories, more photos at msonewsports.com.